This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers are launching a new committee to investigate high energy bills and recommend fixes. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Many households have seen their heating bills double or triple this winter. State Senate President Steve Fenberg, a Democrat, says he wants the committee to dig into reasons for the sudden spike. And on a deeper level, question whether Colorado should change how it regulates its biggest monopoly utilities, like Xcel Energy.
I think those are the questions we want to ask ourselves. Is the system that we have set up, that we have created, is it the same system that we still need today?
Colorado, like other states, lets companies profit when they build new power lines, pipelines, or power plants. Fenberg says that might be a bad incentive because it rewards companies for continually building, not for delivering affordable energy. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Turkish American Cultural Society of Colorado will hold a vigil tonight at 6 p.m. in Denver's Washington Park. The gathering will focus on donations and honoring those lost in recent earthquakes. Lakewood resident Behan Maybach was born in Turkey and helped with rescue efforts during an earthquake in 1999. She says it changed her values.
At the moment of the ultimate destruction, I realized there is nothing more important than love in this world and being able to work as a group based on love and help.
More than 40,000 people have died in Turkey and Syria since the earthquake struck earlier this month. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 10:06. Coming up next, it's 1A. Today in Colorado, the weather is going to be a little bit warmer than it was earlier this week. In Denver, highs will be in the 60s, and in Fort Collins, in the mid-50s.